Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is the Saturday of the second week in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. Sisters and brothers in Christ, in today's Gospel, Jesus' relative saw the busy schedule that Jesus had because crowds followed him everywhere, that it was even impossible for them to eat. Sometimes, when we follow the will of God for us, those around us might not fully understand why. They might even say that we are out of our minds, like Jesus' relatives said of him. Sometimes we think this ourselves. I remember during diaconal formation how I had to attend classes every other Saturday and write papers and read textbooks in the evenings and on weekends when I did not have class. I thought to myself, I must be out of my mind. I could be outside having fun, visiting my family, or hanging out with friends. I miss my nephew's and niece's birthdays. I even miss my nephew's baptism because I had to attend diaconal formation classes. In those moments, I found myself having to pray harder and deeper, asking God for strength and courage to trust in his plan for me. It was challenging because not only am I dealing with my own self-doubts and questionings, but I know that Satan was also putting things not of God into my heart and mind. So in those moments, do not make any changes, but draw even closer to God in prayer. Spend time before the Blessed Sacrament in adoration. Whatever it is that we need to do to stay closer to God and trust in him, do it. When we do, we will find ourselves saying, "Not today, Satan," confidently, and not, "I must be out of my mind." Amen.